This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we find that unfortunately many of these bad moral habits or practices that we find amongst the influences that influence the individual to begin to follow or to carry out these bad moral habits is as-suhbah, is companionship, is friends and the social company that we keep, or the entourage of the people that we keep around us, is a big reason that many people fall into bad habits because of their comrades or their friends around them that begin to emphasize upon them or lead them towards certain actions. Today's hadith focuses, gives a depiction of the type of friendships that exist. And there are many ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ whereby he gives this depiction, like a picture, an image is given to help send home the message to the individual. And maybe possibly it could be some ulama have collected these ahadith, and one should read these ahadith which are depicting certain things for us to have a better understanding. For Muslim, we find a hadith about if a person outside their home, there's a river, and they wash and they cleanse themselves 5 times a day with that water. Would there be any filth, any grime on that individual? Of course there will not be, for washing 5 times a day. That is a parable of a salah, al-salawatul khams, that we find the 5 daily prayers, that they wash away the sins, they purify the individual. The wudu becomes a form of purification. Another hadith depicting an image is hadith of sahib al-Qur'an, or the role of the Qur'an, whereby he mentioned, alayhi salatu salam, the one who reads the Qur'an and the one who implements the Qur'an, kal-utrujja, is like a citron, like a type of orange. You find that its reeh is tayyib, wa ta'muhu tayyib. You find it has a good sweet smell and it has a good sweet taste. Then he took it a step further, the one who doesn't read the Qur'an, but he's a believer, tries his best to implement the Qur'an. Kat-tamr is like a date, has no reeh, has no smell, but it has a sweet taste. Then he depicted a third type of individual, a person who recites the Qur'an, but doesn't implement that Qur'an. In other words, it's a form of hypocrisy. That individual is kar-rayhana, is a form of herb, a basil, which has no smell, but it has a bitter taste, a foul taste. And the fourth type of individual he mentioned, person who's totally away from the Qur'an, kal-handhalati, is like a cactus plant that grows in a desert that has no smell and has a very wicked taste as well, an evil taste it has. Likewise, when other ahadith, like hadith al-safina, where the Prophet ﷺ described this Muslim ummah as being a ship on a journey, and you find out how the lower deck could affect the upper deck. These are all ahadith which give a depiction, an image, surah al-fanni, to depict the individual to understand certain things. And thus today's hadith, we find the Prophet ﷺ gives exactly the same depiction, but speaking about friendship. مَثَلُ الْجَلِيسِ الصَّالِحِ وَالْجَلِيسِ السُّوءِ. The example of a good friend and a bad friend is like كَمَثَلِ صَاحِبِ الْمِسْكِ وَقِيرِ الْحَدَّادِ, is like the person who sells perfume and the person who blows in the ironsmith, or the one who works with metal objects, etc., that we find. These two individuals, لَا يَعْدَمُكَ مِنْ صَاحِبِ الْمِسْكِ إِمَّا تَشْتَرِيهِ أَوْ تَجِدْ رِيَحَهُ. Either when you stand with a person who sells perfume, the influence of that smell is going to go upon you, or you're going to purchase it and you're going to benefit from the perfume of that individual. وَقِيرُ الْحَدَّادِ يُحْرِكُ بَدَنَكْ أَوْ ثَوْبَكْ. As for the one who's the ironsmith, he will either burn you or burn your clothing when you stand next to a person who's working with iron. رِيحًا أو تَأْتِ رِيحًا خَبِيثَةً, or you find a foul smell will begin to come upon your body because the smell of metal and the smell of fire. Al-Hadith muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon by Imam Bukhari and Muslim. And that's as we mentioned that many of us, we learn and we're influenced via our friends. The bad habits that many of us that we learn is because of the companionship, the comrades, the people around us, they influence us, they entice us, they encourage us, they introduce us to haram things or things that maybe we never could imagine or never even dreamt of inside our lives because of sitting with such individuals. And that's the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he warned us, or he told us what type of individual all of us can be. He mentioned al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. A person is upon the faith of whoever they mix with. Here we find the concept of khulla. Khulla carries the meaning of an intimate friend, a close friend. The person that who advises you, who you trust, you speak with. That's the Quran mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Ibrahim as a khalil, as an intimate friend, close comrade. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Loves him so much, took him as a close individual to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we find المرء على دين خليله. A man is upon the deen, the way of life of his friend, his khalil, his close comrade. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. Hadith inside the Sunnah of Imam Tirmidhi. Let all of you look at who they mix with, who they associate with, who their friends are, who advises them, who they turn to. And we know many of us inside this society, young individuals, or even elderly individuals, we find that when a person wants to enjoy their life, everybody wants to be your friend. When you want to earn money, everybody is your friend. And everybody enjoys, may Allah forbid, indulging in some form of haram. When a person becomes serious inside their life, then what happens? You're no longer the same person. You're no longer one who wants to have fun. You no longer want to do this. When a person becomes serious, you begin to realize who your real friends are. Those other friends, they wither away. They're only worried about you spending your time, your money, making them joke, making them laugh, to be with them. When you become serious, they begin to go away from you. Statistically, as we mentioned in the world, that you find 1 in 8 individual adults don't have friends. And this could be understood in various ways, meaning they can't trust an adult, another person, to confide in them, to speak to them. Or we find that they feel that the people around them, when they become serious inside their life, they won't lead them towards something which is good, which is something beneficial. And this is exactly what Islam, or what the Prophet ﷺ, is highlighting to us, that this regret won't be just inside this dunya. It will be a far greater regret, remorse, inside the akhirah. Allah mentions inside Surah Al-Furqan, a surah which speaks about, at the end of it, speaks about Ibadur Rahman, servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Numerous passages inside this surah, a person should go back and read this surah, 25th chapter of the Quran. Here Allah mentions, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. On that day whereby the person will bite onto his tips of his fingers. Onto his fingers, will bite upon them. For what reason? This is a form of nadama in the Arabic language, of regret, of remorse, of being upset. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَدْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Woe upon me! Why did I not follow the way of the messenger, the prophet that came to me? Will blame himself. Woe upon me that I fell short. I didn't follow the way of the messenger. يَا وَيْلَتَ لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانٍ خَلِيلًا. Woe upon me, I took such and such an individual as my friend inside this dunya. لَقَدْ أَدَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. He misguided me, or she misguided me, after guidance came to me. I was on the right track. I was on the right path. But this individual led me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. Shaytan is always full of treachery, trying to deceive the individual away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And strangely, is inside the same surah Allah mentions, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The messenger say, oh Allah, oh my Lord, my people have abandoned this Qur'an. Because abandoning the Qur'an leads to a person going towards companionship who are evil, who are bad. When your companion becomes, you become sahib al-Qur'an, a person of Qur'an, you're able to make, as this surah is highlighted, namely surah al-Furqan, you're able to make the distinction, the criteria between those things which are beneficial and those things which are going to harm you. Another place in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. The one who turns away, shaitan, and whoever turns away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will place for that individual a shaitan. فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ. This person becomes their qareen. Qareen is not a word of friendship. Their advisor, their comrade. All of us have a qareen with us, who reminds us of good or reminds us of evil. But we could take this linguistically, openly. The world, there will be a person who's going to be your qareen. Person will once again who turns away from dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah places that your advisor, your helper, your friend will be a comrade of shaitan. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. These friends of yours, or this friend of you, will take you away, will prevent you from the path of Allah, and make you look like muhtadun, you're guided. Make you look like you're doing the right thing. There's nothing wrong that you're doing inside your life. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَنَا قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ بُعْدَ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينِ. And then when they come to meet us, this person will say, woe upon me, woe upon this qareen, this friend of mine. A distance between al-mashriqayn, meaning the two east, or the real meaning in linguistics is between the east and the west. Al-mashriqayn, distance of the east and the west, that I be far away from you, that you misguided me inside this dunya. فَبِئْسَ al-qareen, what an evil advisor, what an evil friend you was upon this dunya. And as we find stranger is inside this same surah. Allah mentions al-akhillau yawma'idhin ba'dum li ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqeen. Al-akhillau, friends on that day. Friends on that day will be enemies towards one another illa al-muttaqeen, except for those who are pious individuals. You find on the day of judgment, yawma yafiru al-mar'u min akhi, a day that a person will flee away from his brother, whether we take that as a blood brother or in today's language, because most of us refer to our friends as our brothers, as our friends. On that day, a person will flee away from their friends, flee away from their own blood brother. Wa ummihi wa abi, flee away from their own mother and their father. Wa sahibatihi wa bani, flee away from their own sahiba, their own wife, and from their own children. Everyone will run away, saying that I am worried about an affair that will befall upon me. And thus we find that we return back to this hadith, sahibul misk. The person of perfume, the person would either purchase something from this individual and benefit from this individual, or take the fragrance. Just by standing next to a perfume seller, that fragrance, that smell will have an impact upon you. I mean, that's what good friends are. They don't necessarily have to preach to you or say something to you. Just by being with them, it has an impact upon the person around them. As you find inside Imam Shafi'i in his Diwan, in his lines of poetry that he wrote, he mentioned, أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ. I love the pious individuals, and I don't claim to be amongst them, of that level of being salihin. لَعَلِّي أَنْ أَنَالَ بِهِمْ شَفَاعَةً. Perhaps by being with them, some form of intercession is given to me. That's why we study the signs of intercession. There's intercession of people, which is allowed by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He allows certain people to intercede. So Imam Shafi'i, he writes, أحب الصالحين ولست منهم. I love the righteous people, even though I'm not amongst them. And some of the other ulama responded to this, that praised him, that he is from amongst the salihin. If you're not from amongst the salihin, who is? But a lesson that we learn from this, that maybe we can't reach a level of being qurra, of being ulama, of being fuqaha. But you find that a person has a love for people of Quran, has a love of people of Islam, has a love towards people who speak about Islam. That could be a sign of goodness. Because you find this is a sign of righteousness, that people loves khair, likes goodness. Not the opposite we find inside a society, that one of the challenges that we face in our society is our own Muslims who speak ill about Islam. Our own Muslims who don't love Islam. Our own Muslims who don't have a liking towards Islam. And yes, it may sound strange that some of us may be upset about this lockdown and what we're facing, and quarantine that we find at the moment. But don't be surprised, there's going to be some Muslims who, may Allah forbid, sorry to use such language, you can't care less. They're not really worried. For them, they don't attend the masjid anyway. They don't attend prayers. They don't attend Yawmul Jum'ah. So this just becomes another reason, and more for them, a positive reason to stay away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay away from the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find that Imam Al-Hasan al-Basri attributed to him increasing good friends. Make many good friends who will remember you on that day, who will intercede for you. Now some of the ulama, they discussed that, how is that going to be possible? Because a person on the day of judgment will intercede, if it's allowed for that person and granted for that person, will intercede for the people who are close to that individual. The one that person loves. The one the person who looks up to, who reminds them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, done some goodness, some khair to them. Those are the people that will come to mind straight away for that individual day of judgment. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Inside Surah At-Tawbah that you find, oh, you believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with the truthful people. The truthful people are صالحين, are the righteous people, good friends, who are truthful أولاً مع الله سبحانه وتعالى. صدق مع الله سبحانه وتعالى. Truthfulness in their devotion, commitment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sidqu ma'ar rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Truthfulness with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Truthfulness in halal wal haram in their life. Truthfulness with the people around them. Those are the sadiqeen, the truthful individuals that a person aspires to be with them. This ayah inside Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th chapter of the Quran, is full of so many ayat which speak about friendship, good friends, bad friends, believing men, believing women, hypocritical men, hypocritical women, the type of people they'll be on the Day of Judgment. Many ayat inside it speak, the whole theme in general is revolving around friendship or opposites, iman, kufr, good people, bad people, believing Arabs, non-believing Arabs, it's all there. And in the beginning of the surah we find the most deepest element of friendship. إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. The highest peak of friendship on this dunya was the friendship of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ. Both of them, the jewel al-Muthanna inside here is mentioned, when these two individuals are inside the cave. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, when he says to his friend, the best friend of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was Abu Bakr. In the hadith it mentions, I wanted to make him a khalil. I wanted to make him an intimate, close friend, but once again, Allah subhanahu chose Ibrahim and the Prophet alayhi salam to be close friends. So I never gave him that title. Walakin sahibi. But he's my comrade, my friend. And that's if you read the seerah of this journey, of the exodus, migration of leaving Mecca, how Abu Bakr as-Siddiq had prepared two riding beasts. He'd already prepared them. Because he had this intuition, this feeling, that as soon as the Prophet alayhi salam makes that call, he will refer to me and we'll travel together. That's when they entered the Ghar Thawr, the cave, they entered inside that cave, when he said to his friend, La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Never fear, don't be full of fear, don't fear, don't grieve. هذه الكلمات لا تحزن يكفينا. These kalimat, you know, people, Muslims are writing, I'm upset, I'm bored. Kalimat, bored. I don't know what to do. I'm getting upset. I'm getting depressed. I'm getting worried. A Muslim can be slightly depressed, slightly upset, whatever it may be. لكن من شكل الأم لا تحزن إن الله معنا. How can a person grieve? That's you find the best thing to take away الهم والغم, fear and grief and being upset and قلق and depression and all these things. It's the Quran. Read the Quran. Read قصة Yunus عليه السلام, قصة أيوب, زكريا, Musa, Ibrahim, read it inside the Quran. It will alleviate you. Take away that qalaq, take away that upsetting feeling you have, depression that you have. Look at depression, how it's evolved so much today. In this country that you find, that 21 million people approximately take antidepressant tablets. 21 million people and increasing. On what basis? Do you ever remember, fi ajdadina, inside our grandparents and elders, people being depressed, people being over-worried, people taking their lives, people being sitting there fretting, despairing? No. لا تحزن إن الله معنا. And that's one of the ulama, he wrote a whole risala. If you have time, during this lockdown, read this one book, kitab, kamil, based upon these kalimat, لا تحزن, don't fear. First read the Quran, study the Quran, then maybe look at the seerah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, then look at this book, لا تحزن, to see how to come out of depression, of feeling upset. The final part of the hadith, the depiction here mentions وقير الحداد, the one who blows into the iron. يحرق بدنك أو ثوبك, will maybe possibly burn your body or burn your clothing. أو تجد منه ريحا خبيثة, or you may begin to, the foul stench or the smell of the fire and the burning may begin to come upon you. Thus you find that if a person, may Allah forbid, stands in gathering of شرب الدخان, of people smoking cigarettes or whatever it may be, you find a person just standing there on the bus stop or standing in that environment, the smell, that evil fragrance will come onto the body of that individual. And people may possibly think that the person themselves has been smoking or whatever it may be. That is the parable of bad friends. How many of our young individuals, how many even elderly people say that we just sit with these people, or today's language used, we just coach with them, we just be with them. And slowly, I don't really engage in the things that they do. One day, 2 days, till eventually you find that they begin to be influenced. They begin to participate, and then they begin to become leaders, calling towards haram, doing haram, encouraging other individuals, just via that beginning step. This excuse that many of us that we give, I don't do haram, but I just may be there. If my friends are doing it or these people are doing it, that's not me. Ask those same individuals. A few years ago, maybe a few months ago, they said exactly the same thing that you said. And the influence around them led them, because amongst them there's going to be, don't be shocked or surprised, the Quran mentions shayateen al-jinni wal-ins. Shaitan isn't just the jinn. Amongst a gathering of bad companionship, one of them is going to be physically a devil who wants you to do exactly the same thing, because they want that feeling to be sawa, that all of us are the same in doing these haram actions that we find. And thus we find that this is an ideal opportunity, this lockdown inside Ramadan, because some of us may be away from our friends. But at the same time, we need to be wary of the intimate friends that the world is living at the moment, the digital world that we find, of Snapchat and Twitter and Facebook and TikTok and all these gadgets that we find, platforms that we find, that some people are still exposed to them. These are their friendships, they're influenced by them. The ultimate friendship is a prime opportunity for the individual is to become friends with whom? Friends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become waliyullah, awliya Allah. Allah waliyul ladina amanu, yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the friend, the ally of those who believe, takes them out the realms of darknesses to the light. To become, as we mentioned, ibadur rahman, read those sifat in the end of Surah Al-Furqan, become the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prime opportunity, in secrecy, on your own, read the Qur'an, study the Qur'an, make adhkar, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read hadith, read tafsir, read seerah, all that what maybe we wanted to do inside our lives. That opportunity has now come, there is no excuse. There's no excuse that now that time has come, a person can focus inside their life that we find, and to develop the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Find those individuals who encourage you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, you find the actions that lead to fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever's friend becomes the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside their heart, that individual has attained all success on this dunya. Has attained all success inside this dunya. Has found the ultimate friendship of taqwa Allahi fi qulubihi. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside their hearts. And that in conclusion is the end of friendship that we find. To seek taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is build up and coming towards Ramadan find the companionship, the friendship, consciousness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah mentions in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting is prescribed for you, is prescribed for those individuals that came before you, that you may attain taqwa Allah, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good friends inside this dunya, keep us away from evil friends, and give us the ultimate suhbah, companionship, to be with the ultimate, the best friend, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then to be with the rest of the companions, and give us the ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside al-akhirah for our worship and our ibadah, or our small elements of efforts that we make inside this dunya to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the problems and sufferings that we're facing on the face of this earth, lift up the problems, the various viruses, the diseases that we're facing at the moment, take them away from us, cure our sick individuals, our parents, our fathers, our mothers, our loved ones, individuals around us, the Muslim ummah at large, and even the non-Muslims. May Allah guide them towards Islam via what this may be, a punishment or a trial or a test upon the whole of this world, to make them to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.